Fall's edge has a way of making a person feel small, human, a tiny speck between a majestic panorama of clouds and the valley floor. The mountains take up the middle ground and stare down on us, silent, imposing, arms wide in all their wonder. I've spent my life wrapped in these arms, year after year, being a humble little speck, serving martinis and old fashions to the country's elite on the veranda that stretches from one end of the red-roofed Falls Edge Hotel to the other. And no matter how many women in pearls and white pants snip at me for this or that, all I can ever feel is blessed that of all places, this is where I call home. Hundreds of thousands of patrons have passed through the hotel over the years. Presidents have lain in its beds. Captains of industry have graced its bars and ballrooms. And I've been working the veranda, serving these patrons every summer since I turned 13 and Daddy decided I needed to start being a part of the family business. Now I help him with the books, cover shifts between my classes at the local college, and put out fires on our busy weekends. I can't imagine doing it all on my own. But one day, the hotel will be mine, the same way it once was my mother's.
June wanted to move into the farmhouse as soon as I helped Edwin finish up the remodel. She was done living in a hotel suite, and she spent most of her days managing the cottage operation anyway. I couldn't think of a better arrangement, considering I'd never wanted her to leave in the first place. I helped Edwin finish the dozen or so projects he'd started, and together we put the house back together. Spurred by a desire to satisfy June's wish and give our family a place to grow, we made the farmhouse livable again. Over those couple of months, all the blood, sweat, and tears seemed to heal what had been broken between Edwin and me. By the time we were putting on the finishing touches, the first cottage was complete. It turned out to be perfect for Edwin, who was already eager to help with odds and ends that came up once the rental operation was underway. June refused to tell me what her second condition was until the farmhouse was ready. She was moved in. We shared a closet, a toothbrush holder, and a towel rack. We even had a Christmas tree sitting in the living room, strung with hundreds of tiny white lights. Settled on the couch, sipping her nightcap, she finally revealed the last and final condition to her taking me back for good. I even had multiple choice. I could tattoo her name on my ass, or I could marry her. She wasn't about to let anyone in town think I was available, not after the hell I'd already put her through, twice. Naturally, I was ready for anything that bound June Bell to me in the most permanent way possible. As soon as winter thawed and spring warmed into early summer days, we invited half of Fall's Edge to witness our nuptials. We married at the hotel, of course. Gerald insisted on it, ensuring that everything was beautiful and perfect and expensive. Halfway through the reception, a few slow dances and one locomotion later, June's bridal hairdo is coming undone. So is my patience, seeing her glowing in her pale pink gown for hours on end. Layers upon layers of organza flow out from her sweetheart bodice, its beading sparkling like her eyes in the firelight. And the way she feels against me when we dance is pure heaven because she's my wife now, and I'm never letting her go again.